Welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. You're on RDU 98.5, and I'm so excited to have it in the studio right now. A bit of a reunion. I feel like it's been forever. Eve Kelly, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm very well. How's Christchurch treating you?
Great. I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, cool. I'm glad. So you're here because you have put out music recently called Boy.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, how has your 2023 been?
Honestly, it's been a really, really great year. A year full of music, which I love. So
great,
it's a bit of a win. But yeah, just been gigging around the North Island mostly.
And, yeah, right.
And then now I'm in a theatre show, so I'm loving
yes.
it.
Oh my God, how cool. And like, I take it, but what's it been like to really like dive and just invest yourself in music for the whole year? Like,
it's been great. It's been challenging. I've noticed that I've like how much work you've got to put in if you actually want the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Before it was more like I sat back and like when things were offered, I was like, cool. But now actually wanting to do it more on the full-time side of things, not really full-time.
Yeah, right.
You actually have to put in the like
I know.
Work and be like, hire me, please.
This is what bugs me is the whole like hustle culture out there, but like you kind of have
to. It's a thing.
Like, you have to work hard. It sucks.
Damn.
Have you noticed like your kind of music or perspective on it has changed at all?
Yeah, I guess. I just noticed I've grown so much really as an artist
and my
voice even from singing more. I feel like my voice is strengthened and all the things.
Oh, that's great. I mean, but that's a value, I guess, of kind of just really leaning into it, right?
And you're kind of like backing yourself. You've got to like be like, yeah, no, I can do it, and just like go full force and hope for the best.
Now, I can't ignore the fact you are in Christchurch for a very specific reason, and it ties in weirdly well to this show. But you are in the Court Theatre's show Something Rotten at the moment. How the hell did that come about?
Well, I the auditions came up and I auditioned and I got a callback and did that in Auckland and then I got in the show.
Oh my God. I genuinely didn't know you were in it before coming here. So that is just, it works out so well.
Yeah.
And have you been loving it? I mean, it was a great performance.
Honestly, the show is amazing. It's such a wacky, really like out of it show, which is great to do.
It's
so much fun. I mean, you've seen it.
I've seen it. And I remember the night I went, I ended up in this row, and this was pure coincidence, but it was a row made up almost entirely of like little white gay boys, and like all of us were just like howling, cackling at all these niche references that no one else finds funny. It was great.
We love that.
Boy is the name of your song that's come out recently. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about it. Is this a specific boy? Do we hate this boy?
No, we don't hate this boy. It's it's a weird one. So like I started, it was like a collaborative process, but started writing it with the intention of like when you like someone and you're pretty sure they like you, but you don't want to say anything. Like you don't want to be the person to say anything.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. And then from that, it kind of fell into a weird, quirky song that like you fall in love with your insurance guy over the phone.
Yeah,
that's this love story that is Boy.
I love that. And your love life currently?
She's a single pringle, babe.
Nice. Me too, it's fine. We've got summer.
We have.
And I feel like summer's good for the single Pringles.
Exactly. That's when you want to be. Sorry.
Well, you don't want to be single in winter, do you?
Exactly.
That's like a nasty
sad.
Time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Says a man who's constantly single. So speaking of summer, like obviously you're here, but because Something Rotten runs through a lot of summer, but are you performing over summer at all or what?
So I've been a guitarist from Christchurch and I have been like duoing
cool.
Around, which has been really, really cool, and got some gigs lined up for Jan. So yeah, doing a bit of both, but also making sure I've got rest time. But
yeah.
No, definitely I came here being like, I want to gig and get out there and do all the things. And I did. And then I was like, ooh, sometimes I need to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes you need to sleep and relax and kind of do nothing.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Christmas, are you a big Christmas person? Like,
I was not so much anymore.
I'm the same, mate.
Just love the family aspect, but yeah, I mean, can do that anytime, you know?
But are you going to be away from the family this Christmas?
I will. I'm going to go back home to Whakatane and see the fam. So.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So, boy, do you want to introduce us?
I would love to. So this is Eve Kelly's new single, Boy. I hope you enjoy.
And actually, no, before we get to that, though, I want to mention, I've already said it to you, but I love your cover image.
Thank you.
For the song.
Thank you.
And it's so expertly taken. Where was this? Was this in the photo studio or what?
There was at Auckland Parachute Studios where I recorded, and then my producer also did the photo because he's multi-talented.
Oh, he really is. So how was recording at Parachute?
It's great. Yeah, it's a really nice space. Like,
yeah, I've never been there, and everyone talks about it. I'm like, I don't know where you're
I recommend.
Go check
it out.
Okay. Eve, I'm so happy for you. And this is so cool, and it's great you're doing more music. And where do you gig in Christchurch? Where's the best place to try and see you?
I've gigged at the church and Ducks Central.
Oh yeah.
Those are the only places in the city I've done, I think. And then I went to Akaroa, which might be a bit of a mish for Christchurch to get out to.
I do love Akaroa.
That's great.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Just here, there. Follow me on Instagram and I will post about it.
Yeah, that's actually the best solution to it. Follow Eve Kelly, I assume?
EveKelly.music.
.music.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Eve, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you again. When was the last time? It's been a while, hasn't it?
My Mr. Big Show, we did an interview on, and that came out in Feb.
That was Feb, shit.
Yeah, so God, on the other end of the year.
Yeah. Man, I love that song. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
First time that I spoke to you, I'll be honest, I didn't think anything of it. But there was something about the way you always listen.
You always seem to understand my problems.
Somehow you make me blush. There's just something about the way you speak. No, I don't wanna fall out of touch. Cause I feel a little tension in between the lines. It's about me, about you, about us. I don't wanna push, wanna rush, but I think I might have a crush. And I want you to know,
too. Boy, I'm falling in love.
can't keep calm.
Okay, I'm gonna put the phone down now.